What's up, guys? I'm sure it's been a while since you've seen my face or heard my voice. I'm still doing it. I've just been doing shorts on YouTube mainly. I'm trying to get the YouTube off the ground and it's starting to gain a little momentum. Thank you for subscribing if you have already. If you haven't, please do. And then I'm still going to be doing the podcast. I just haven't figured out the time frame and what works with my schedule, being that I'm just the only one that's doing it now. But I'm going to do the Gold Cup review. Since the last time I did something was the World Cup, it seems like it's only right. Obviously, the United States, based off the League of Nations tournament, is the team to beat for the Gold Cup. They are well-rounded overall going forward. And in defense, they've been playing pretty well. And I mean, their main competition is Mexico. And I mean, if you watch the final, they're not really in a good point right now. So it's going to be tough for Jimmy Lozano since Diego Coca got fired. He has less than a week to prepare for a team or for a tournament and make up a team to come up and compete against the United States, who has already have a team. Greg Berhalter is already announced as the coach again. So I feel like it's going to be a tough task for Jimmy to be able to produce something well enough to beat the United States. I hope, I mean, obviously I'm wearing my Mexico jersey right now when I'm recording, but I hope that he at least, you know, produces something. I would be very surprised if they end up winning the Gold Cup. I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to the final, because let's be 100% honest here. Like, US and Mexico, no offense to the other teams in the tournament, but outside of Canada and maybe Jamaica, there's really, it's not a competition. Like, those four teams kind of dominate all the time. Costa Rica is getting old, so their golden generation's almost done. Honduras is very young, but promising. And then the rest, I mean, no offense. I mean, El Salvador is okay too, but it's just, you know, let's keep it 100 here. Those are the teams that are going to beat. And I think just the U.S. is that much better. They showed against Canada that, you know, they're better. So I don't think anybody's going to challenge them, or hopefully they do, but we'll see. But let's get right into it. We got Group A, Jamaica, St. Kitts and Nevis, Trinidad and Tobago, and the United States. It's obviously the United States should win this group pretty easily. The second place team should definitely be Jamaica. I don't really see the other two. They might make it a game against each other, maybe against Jamaica, but it should be the United States first, second, Jamaica, probably Trinidad and Tobago, and then St. Kitts and Nevis, my guess. Group B, we have Haiti, Honduras, Mexico, Qatar. Qatar is probably going to surprise a lot of people. They're actually pretty talented, even though they didn't really show out too well in their home World Cup, but they did well against the Gold Cup before the World Cup when they were invited. I think they played pretty well. So I think they're going to beat out Honduras. Mexico should win this group. I'm hoping Lozano puts a group together and inspires the team to at least make a run to the final. So Mexico should win the group. First place, second place should be Qatar, maybe Honduras, but I'm going to lean Qatar, Honduras, and then Haiti. And you have Group C with Costa Rica, El Salvador, Martin Key, probably pronounced that wrong, and Panama. Realistically, Panama should win this group. Maybe Costa Rica. I mean, they're on the older side, but they're still a really good squad. And I mean, you can't count out Keylor Navas, man. He's, I would say, in the last 5-6 years, it's been the most underrated goalkeeper in the world. If it wasn't for him, Real Madrid wouldn't have, I mean, not without him, right? But he definitely had some key blocks in that, like the 4 or 5 year span that they had the their Champions League runs. So he's a legend for sure, not just in CONCACAF, but in the world soccer stage. So you have Panama, I think, should win the group. Costa Rica probably is going to come out second, if not first, but I'm going to say second. And then El Salvador and Martin Key in third. And then you have Group D, which is Canada, Cuba, Guadalupe, and Guatemala. I think Canada should win this group pretty easily. Now, it's kind of up for grabs to see who's who's going to win second. I think Guatemala should end up winning this in the second place anyways. And then Cuba and Guadalupe. And I forgot to mention that I feel like the group of death is definitely Group C. You have Costa Rica, El Salvador, Martin Key, and Panama. But realistically, anybody could come up with that, come out of that group. So keep looking out for that. And as far as the podcast goes, I'm just looking for a specific date that works for my schedule currently. And, you know, I'm still going to keep on doing the YouTube thing, and hopefully that keeps on going. But thank you guys for the continued support, and keep your eyes open for another episode. But thank you guys, and I'll see you next time.